Hi, this is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. This is Nadine. I'm sorry. I just missed your call. I'm sorry
That's fine. I didn't answer yours because it was after 5, and I'll be honest with you. I thought you were one of the EMS stations that I service, but I'm like, going back to work.
You're like, no, I'm not going back to work.
So I thought they were calling. I was like, they got an issue. And I'm like, it's after hours. I got to go back out. And so like, I was like, well, what's that one? Go to voicemail until I have dinner.
Yes. Hey, all good. You do what you have to do. You got to eat anyways. I mean, come on. No, that's okay.
Exactly.
I totally understand. So did you have a couple of minutes so I could at least explain to you about Google Guaranteed?
Yes, if you could. Because
okay.
Angel who I was talking to, he said he wasn't sure in the garage door world if that was like a program that would work for us, because as you probably know too, Google likes to shoot on garage door companies for some reason.
You know what it is? I'll tell you why. Because you guys have, it's what they do it to locksmiths too. Okay. It's because Google's a little bit more stricter with you guys because of the fact that they consider that you have access to someone's garage, someone's, property, right? Locksmith, same thing too, So that's why they're just a little stricter. So let me tell you a little bit about Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you've ever seen them, by the way, but Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page. They have this green check mark next to it. That'll say Google Guaranteed. Have you ever seen it before? By chance?
I haven't. I did do a search while I was talking to Angel, and I didn't see it come up.
Okay. Well, there isn't very many. They're within your zip code when I was looking it up. Excuse me. I was taking a drink of water. I've been talking all day long, and I'm like, sometimes I start feeling like I'm going to get that cough, But anyways, Google Guaranteed, when Google created this program, it's a pay-per-lead program that they're leads that come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing them with anyone, okay? However, Google has certain requirements for this particular program because Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. So
sure.
It's almost as if Google's like guaranteeing your work, right? That's why they call it Google Guaranteed. So
okay.
Part of the requirements is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which I see you have, I believe it's 18 of them. So you got that.
Yeah, most of those in the last 2 months. So yeah, we're nailing that one. We're going to keep
nailing it. Good job. Good job on that, by the way. Now, they also require a background check. Okay, so what they're looking for is felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs, just an FYI.
Nope.
I'm
discharged U.S. Marine. We're good.
Wow. Thank you for your service. It is greatly appreciated. I did not know that.
So, yeah, no, we're,
oh, my gosh.
We're
that's
covering
cool.
That. My original plan was to become a sheriff when I got out, and I got into the garage doors instead. This is way easier.
My son-in-law right now, he just got stationed in Oahu. He's in the Army Infantry, but he wants to be a
that's
police
awesome.
Officer.
Good deal, because I got stationed out there. My second term was out that way right before I got out, and that is a fantastic place to get stationed. If you can and you get the chance, get out there and go visit. That island
is
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so funny because when people ask me, well, where's he stationed at? And I'm like, Oahu. They're like, oh, wow, he's suffering.
I'm sure he's not having much fun because the majority of it is work and training.
My daughter's loving it and the kids.
Yes,
he actually did it this way to get into, cause he wants to be a police officer, right? But I guess this kind of looks really good, but who knows? He might end up making this a career. I mean, we just don't know. You know what I mean? He's really excelling and he's working quite a bit because they see a lot of potential in him. So, and
he did. Yep, so when you go ahead and you take the test to become an officer, a police officer, there's people who have 2-year degrees in criminal justice, and then there's people who have an honorable discharge from the service in the military, and those people are favored upon. I took the test before I went into the Marine Corps, and I scored in the top 10th percentile, and I was 144 on the list.
Wow.
Because I didn't have any military background or the degree. Which is exactly why I did it, but then I got out and started working on doors. Like I said, this is much easier.
No way. Yeah, I would say so, right?
So that's the same stresses that come involved with making those decisions that I'm sure you've had
yeah.
to make. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's why when you said that, I always like to thank our fellow, you know, servicemen and women, because it's greatly appreciated the sacrifice that you, as well as your families, make, you know? So thank you again. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I know, Kenny, we have the zip code 12831 is where you're based out of, right? Do you, by chance, carry insurance for the business, like general liability insurance? Okay.
Yeah, we have
whatever
GL,
your state
we
requires.
Have commercial auto on the vehicle.
Oh, beautiful.
And then actually right now we're owner operated, but coming into the new year, we're grabbing workers' comp because there's some companies we started doing work for, even though we're owner operated and we're not required to carry it.
That's
what they want. And they're bigger for a contract. So, you know, it's worth spending the money on absolutely nothing to make the extra cash.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you have the general liability insurance, whatever the state would require, for your industry. Okay, because that's all they're asking. They're not even asking for licensing, which I'm really surprised for Google Guarantee.
So
typically garage door guys, they want license.
So in New York State, it's really interesting. And I've been to professional schools for what I do, but there are plenty of guys out there who haven't had the same training and experience that I've had. They don't require any license. You don't have to be a general contractor.
I've noticed that.
You just need to carry like your 1 and 2 policy on a GL.
Right.
And you can actually be listed as a handyman. And you can work in garage doors.
Interesting.
Believe it or not, though, handyman, if you're listed as a handyman, you're paying way more on your GL than you need to. I found that one out. Yeah. it's just surprising. Do you need the policy number? What do you need for that?
No. All they need, so like, just to kind of explain, okay, so that's all they're going to require is just a certificate of liability insurance. It's what they call the accord. It's that one paper. That's all they need. So now the insurance, is it registered at, like, the business insurance? Does it show the address of the 704 Saratoga Road? That's in the zip code 12831?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I only ask that because they want everything to match. You know, Google sticklers, they want stuff to be consistent. So that's why I was asking. So Google Guaranteed, there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable. I'm very transparent. I'm always going to say this to everybody, not to accuse anyone, but because let's say something came up on your background check, you had a felony from 3 years ago, because they go back seven years, they won't even refund your money. They'll disqualify you. They'll say, nope, not approved, and they don't refund it. So just an FYI. So I just, my process.
Out of curiosity, I'll be completely open. There's nothing out of felonies or anything like that. Did they look back into any psych records?
Into a what record?
Like psych medical records?
No. They're only looking for
felonies. Okay, never mind. I had issues when I got out of the Marine Corps for many years, and I sought help.
It's
on
okay.
It and, so
it's
I just
okay.
want to make
I've
sure.
I've had family the
that,
same way.
Yep.
I've had family with the same.
Surprisingly, that disqualifies. You know that makes it really difficult.
Yeah. No. They don't even look like
so.
That. What they're specifically
cool. no,
looking
totally
for
fine, yep.
is if you have felonies. If you had lawsuits, you know, let's say that you stole from, like, they're looking at stuff like that, like drug felonies, you know what I mean? So you're good. So, and they only go back.
The last thing I had was for a headlight out, so, yeah, we're
good. Oh, yeah. Then you're good. So, now, it takes, I always say 4 to 8 weeks is a timeline that we give for the approval process, because Google's going to have, they have two different companies that run the background check. We let you know which one's going to run it, because you have to be on the lookout for the text or the email from them and follow the steps, right? So the approval process, we always say 4 to 8 weeks. I'm not going to lie. There are some times with garage doors, and you know this as well, right, that Google, there might be a little bit longer delay, but I will say as long as you're responsive to us, like when we have an update, hey, we need this, we need that, it's pretty quickly, okay? So when you get approved from Google, we would call you and let you know, Kenny, you've been approved. Do you want us now to turn on your leads? Okay. We will always start you off with the minimum monthly budget, only because we want you to get a feel of the program first. before you start investing more money on leads. Okay. Now, we call it the Garage Door Pro. Okay, is the name of the category. And I just kind of want to go over just some of what fall under that category. So install, repair garage doors, replace springs, repair rollers and tracks, repair cables, repair gate, install opener, replace door panels, general maintenance. I'm assuming you do all that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. So for the Google Guaranteed Program, your minimum monthly budget, let me just pull it up here because I had it already pulled up. Your minimum monthly budget, you're looking at $157. This is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, Kenny, your leads are costing you
$18.
They're costing you like $12.
$12 a lead? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
Here's the kicker on it. Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree completely outside of your services. As long as you don't accept that job, it's unqualified. They credit it right back to you. It's an unqualified lead. Let's say somebody called you outside of your service area. You don't accept that job, unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back.
How do you select it as an unqualified lead? So the customer calls, I answer, I talk to them, and I find out that, okay. Yeah,
I'll
they're
explain
way outside
to you.
My zone that we work.
Yeah. If they, let's say they call you and they're like a 60 mile away, right? They call you from, and their location is 60 miles away from you and you're not targeting those areas. Cause see, on Google Guaranteed, it'll show the areas that you service, the cities, right?
Yeah.
If that is not notated under the cities that you're servicing, and you do not accept that job, if you tell them, I'm sorry, that's not within my service area. Okay. That's considered an unqualified lead. You're not going to be charged for it. They're going to credit it back. But let's say you tell them, sure, I'll go out there and give you an estimate. That's a qualified lead. Even if it's not within your service area. Right. Now, let's say somebody calls you to sell you some other online product. Right? Other marketing, or someone's calling to see if you're even hiring. Those are considered unqualified leads. They will credit it right back. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, when they do consider, this is what a qualified lead is. A qualified lead is if you discuss pricing, like you gave an estimate over the phone, or if you set an appointment. And even if you set the appointment or you gave them the estimate over the phone, but you still didn't get the job, they're still considered qualified leads. Okay? Make sense?
Oh, yeah. No,
so far?
Totally.
Okay.
I'm really familiar with that.
Now, let me just tell you, let's say you only got one lead in the month. And I'll tell you, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. So that means the following month, you're not paying the $157 again. What you're paying is $12 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over, right? Now, Google, let's say you turn on your leads, right? You pay the first month to activate the leads, and then you get two leads, and then you call us and you say, shut off the leads because I'm booked right now. I can't handle more business, or I'm going out of town, whatever the case may be. We shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on, Kenny, until you call us to turn those leads back on. Now, once we turn it back on, after you call and say turn it back on, it's going to pick up from where it left off. So it'll continue eating the rest of that budget before you have to re-up the budget again to the $157.
Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm following all this. It's very a lot of lead generation companies, it's the same algorithm or same setup on.
Well, I will tell you, this is not like the Angie's leads and all those, because this one, these are going to be live direct calls coming to you. You're going to have a special number assigned. It's a tracking number that's going to be assigned to your phone. It'll be linked. Google changes the tracking number, so it's not one set tracking number that you're going to have forever, because Google changes it to avoid anyone taking that phone number. Right? To avoid anyone taking any leads from you. So they have their specific algorithm that they do this, right? Now, each call that you get, right, they're monitored. they're recorded, I mean. So when you pick up that call, you will hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. So you know for a fact that that's a lead coming from the Google guaranteed program. Those same reviews that you have on your Google business profile are also going to show in your Google guaranteed profile at the top. Now the Google guaranteed, you can shut them off as many times as you want for whatever duration you need to shut them off. Right? There's no limited, you can only do it 4 times a year, or there's no, like, you can only shut them off for 2 weeks. I mean, it's as long as you need them off. Because once you call us to turn them off, we will not turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. What I love about this program, too, is because you're not sharing the lead with anyone. It's an actual phone call that's coming to you. And you have the ability to shut them off and on. You can target wherever your insurance covers you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I feel the Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products, hands down. It's one of their better products.
It's interesting, yeah, because with the one when I'm doing the searches, like I said, and you checked too, is I wasn't seeing
the local SEO. And it's like,
with
so,
the check marks for the Google.
The Google guaranteed, the only ones that I see right now, okay, in your zip code, I'm going to tell you what companies. Precision Overhead Garage Doors.
They're
everywhere.
Yep.
Upstate Overhead Doors and Empire Overhead Doors.
Upstate Overhead and who?
Oh, Empire Overhead Doors, LLC.
Oh, and Empire. Okay, yeah, I know those guys.
Those are the only three. That I see in your zip code right now. The only three.
Upstate's not even in my zip code. Upstate Overhead Doors is a 4-hour drive from where I live now. So that's crazy.
Right. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, because they're in Malone. So they're less than that. So it'd be like 2.5 if you went to Malone because they got an office there.
It could be because of that office. But I'm telling you, like, these are the only ones that are showing right now, right?
Sure.
And so, you could set the times that you want your leads to, like, you could set the hours that you want those leads turned on. We're not going to, like, shoot you all the leads, like, within the first week. They set it up where you're getting a max of 3 leads a week. Now, when you get approved from Google, right, and we'll also, Google will notify us if you qualify for the max lead spend. What that means is, they'll let us know if you qualify to either pay double or triple the price of your lead. That'll get you closer to the top. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't have much competition with the Google Guaranteed program. There's only 3 other guys I see listed there. And I'll even give you an idea. So like the Upstate, right? Upstate right now, mm-hmm. It looks like they have their leads shut off because their hours of operation, it's already past that hour. But the areas that they put serves the 12831 and nearby areas, Albany, Canaan, Copaic, Duanesburg, Averill Park. Like, they list the areas, Saratoga Springs, Troy, Rotterdam, Latham, Hoosick, Glenmont, Del Mar, East Greenbush, Gilderland, Hudson, Rensselaer, Schenectady. Oh my God, I probably totally messed that up.
You're pretty good there.
Cohoes and then Colony. Those are the areas that they put that they're servicing, right? It shows their reviews. It shows that they do general maintenance, install garage door openers, repair cables, garage doors, repair gate, repair rollers and tracks, replace doors. So it lists even all their services, right? Shows photos of some of their work. So all those Google reviews that you have, like I said, on your Google profile page are also going to automatically show on your Google business, on your Google guaranteed profile. So, which is pretty cool, right? Because then you're already coming in with reviews on there too. But you don't have a whole lot of competition for the garage doors with the Google guaranteed. That I can tell you. There's not a lot of competition there at all. I mean, it's just those guys that I mentioned.
Yeah.
But hands down, I will say, Kenny, Google Guaranteed, I think, is one of Google's better products. I mean, I haven't heard anyone ever complain about Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm totally sold on the idea. I like it. I'm actually looking through some stuff right now just to make sure everything's good to go and I can do this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk to my wife about it before I do it. She is a member of my company and usually
absolutely,
her,
and your better half. Like I would tell my husband, I'm his better half.
Yeah, she kind of can tell me sometimes, like, yeah, don't spend her. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and the only thing, yeah, the only thing that you would just be paying for is just the application fee, which is $250.
Yeah,
we send you the application. Now, here's the thing, too, Kenny. Once you get approved by Google Guaranteed, you can still continue to do the monthly platinum package that you're doing, right, with us. You can still continue to do both, or you can also choose to drop the other package and just stick with Google Guaranteed. Those are always going to be your options. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. The more Google products you have, yeah, they just don't see you in Google Guaranteed. Oh, wow, now they're seeing you in the Google Local Map. Wow, you're in like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's that constant reminder. Oh, I just saw that company. So, you know, people like, things stick in their brain, right? So again,
oh, definitely. We're big into the name repetition is a huge thing.
Oh,
our
yeah,
name is
big
on
time.
Anything that I can possibly stick it to.
Listen,
we
I
have
don't
a
even
pretty
eat McDonald's.
Marketing budget. A pretty crazy marketing budget for a company of our size, having started in January.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's
I don't
a huge
eat
thing
McDonald's.
For me. No, I wouldn't drop the other service. The whole reason I called earlier was because I'm happy with the other service, but I'm like, there's this area, it's Fort Edwards, like, that's where I want to hit, like, the hardest. And,
how far,
know, right
Fort Edwards? Yeah, I saw that you mentioned that, Fort Edwards. Let me look.
Yep, so that's, like, our main thing. It's, like, that's the area we want to go after.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so, basically, like, so our marketing that we do through, like, ads.
Is it, like, 8 miles away from you?
It's 8 miles away.
Yes,
but
okay.
there's five garage door companies within that radius.
Okay.
So it's, well, maybe not five. Yeah. Us, O'Leary, Adirondack, Overhead Door, Glens Falls. There's four.
Okay.
Wilson Overhead Door, if you want to include, I don't know if they're actually out of Saratoga or if they're out of Corinne. Theirs is wild for their address.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so like the whole idea is like we want to hit hard in that area. That seems to be like the market that I like to work in. Those are the people I like to deal with, the different type of people, I guess you could call it.
Right.
And so like if I search garage door, so anyways, for our installs and our repairs and replacements, like our radio ads, our magazine stuff, our stuff I do on Facebook for myself, like my own thing that I do aside from you guys. That seems to hit pretty good, but we want like the repairs. So I want someone to search garage door repair and boom, Saratoga's
and find you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because what they're going to do is they're going to call the first company that comes up, which is what I found to be true in this area because we're just killing it in repairs 2 miles around my house.
That's crazy. And, that's good.
And they call that, but if I don't answer,
they're
going to
call
the next one on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I want to be that first one, so that way O'Leary isn't the one that they're calling. They're calling me first. And if I don't answer, okay, O'Leary can have it, you know. But
and one thing I can tell you is this, and that's what's cool, too, about the Google Guarantee, because even though your leads are costing you $12, right,
once you get approved. That's a reasonable amount.
Yeah, and once you get approved, Google will let us know, like, listen, he's eligible for max, it's what they call max bidding lead, right? So where you could pay double the lead, triple the lead, and yes, that'll get you closer to the top. It's not going to give you the number one spot. No one will ever be promised the number one spot. Doesn't matter how much they pay, right? They can never tell you you'll be number one, number six, but it will get you closer to the top. You don't have a lot of competition for Google Guaranteed. They're within your area, and you could be very specific to the areas that you want to really market in. Like I said, it allows you to choose those cities. Right, of the areas that you want to be found in, aside from your local area. So, like I was mentioning to you, you could definitely notate on there the areas that you want to target, right, the cities that you're servicing with Google Guaranteed. Let me do this because I know you want to talk to the missus and consult with her, which I hate. I'm right with you on that one. My husband knows. I give him a $500 limit, but he doesn't always listen. He says it's better to ask for forgiveness rather than permission. But I tell him, yeah, you're crazy. It's not asking me permission. It's making sure that I don't, you know, have to move money around to cover that, you know. Just give me the heads up, guy, is what I tell him. He fishes. He goes deep sea fishing. So you can imagine, if you know anything about that sport, it's very expensive. That's all I can tell you. The fishing reels,
you know,
alone.
Surprisingly, yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps, I used to make lead fishing stickers for the guys when I lived on Oahu.
Uh-huh.
And I'd buy the lead off this guy in California who was scrapping old forklifts with the lead counterweights. He'd ship that to me in Hawaii. And I melted it down and made lead fishing sinkers. And I, while I was deployed, I sold all the lead fishing sinkers to like the local fisheries and, you know, stores like that.
I bet you were killing it.
I was, yes. So I've always been some type of entrepreneur of some kind.
Good for you.
When I was in the Marine Corps. But now I spent the last 9 years learning this trade. And, now we're going to do that.
That's so awesome. Yeah, my husband, he does dialysis now, so he hasn't really fished much anymore until hopefully one more year, and then he'll be eligible for his kidney transplant, then he'll get back into fishing. That was his passion. That's his baby. But in the meantime, he does all these projects at home, right? So he's one of those guys, like he started doing, I don't know if you've seen, it looks like, I'm using the wrong word, but I don't know if you've seen the American flags made out of wood.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
You know how it kind of looks like it was, I'm saying burnt, but it's not burnt. I mean, he uses.
Yeah, you hit it with a torch. And you
yeah, there you
that,
go.
That.
So he started making those. He made one for his brother because he's a sheriff. So he made one for his brother. And so he just started getting into that. He started doing blanket ladders, like just random things that he would find on YouTube. And he's like, you know, I'm just going to start making this stuff. And so then I had my friend saying, well, how much is Anthony selling that for? I'll buy it off of him. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, cool. And I'm all, okay, well, extra money for you there. You know, but he just started doing stuff like that, you know.
Busy with too, which is definitely a big part of that.
Oh, yeah. And even
yeah,
like.
He definitely doesn't want to make lead fishing sinkers because that one's actually terrible for your kidneys.
Well, you know what? He started making, though, I guess they're like pliers or whatever that you use, like when you're like taking the lure or whatever out of the fish's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He started wrapping those.
He started
wrapping fishing rods. So he had people like, hey, if you wrap a rod for me, can you do it these colors? So he just keeps himself busy, but he's making money that way. A little bit of cash for him, and which is fine. You know, whatever's going to work. Hey, if it keeps him happy and out of my hair when I get home, then I'm fine.
I used to push everything on eBay as well. And you can put a really high price and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
eBay has a lot of deals right now where, like, it doesn't cost you anything to keep everything listed all month. So who cares?
Exactly.
You know, you put a high price.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get the sale, it makes it really worth it. You're like, all right, cool. You know, it's not something
to count
on.
Oh, yeah. He started doing that. And even with a lot of his buddies on Facebook that fish, you know, so like they'll say, he's all, okay, well, you got to send me a deposit if that's what you want. Because you know what I mean? It's like he can't just make it and then it just sits there. But I mean, they're always buying his stuff anyways. Kenny, you're still the same email, right? The truecraft518@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that goes, because the other one, this was a wicked battle.
Okay.
We finally got Ken at SaratogaGarageDoorSolutions.com working.
Okay, if we updated it, so we helped you with it, is it on your Google Workspace?
Yes, it's on my Google Workspace. And you guys, so the whole reason that I hired you guys as like my SEO marketing is because the company that was supposed to be doing it for me couldn't figure that out. They couldn't figure out how to get me Ken at SaratogaGarageDoorSolutions.com, and then they stole my URL from me, and that was an epic fight. This is the most expensive URL. I own a $2,400 URL now, but I own it. That's why I also own SaratogaGarageDoorSolution.com, is because in the meantime, I bought that one to feed you guys something so you can make a website.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this battle I went through with this other company.
What a headache. Wow.
They're a major, major nationwide company that, like, I forget the whole, the entire, like, the actual media group that controls them, but they're a worldwide company. So you would have thought they would have had their shit together, but no, they didn't.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What a bummer.
You guys are kicking ass at it, and that's why. Okay, well,
there you go. Okay, so let me see. You want me to send it there too?
Yeah, Ken at SaratogaGarageStoreSolutions.com. I get it to both of them. They're both linked, so I get a notification on my phone for either email. And then
I'm
going
to send it to both.
Right,
I'll just send it to both. Like, I'll put it in the one email, but with both email addresses, so that way you have it in both. So what I'm sending you, it'll say Google Guaranteed. And it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. I put in there what the cost per lead is, the minimum monthly budget. Now, again, when we start you off with the minimum monthly budget, that does not mean that later on, if you want to increase the number of leads that you're getting, just know that you can always increase it. The only thing that would change would be your minimum monthly budget, not the cost per lead, right? So just so that you're aware, there's always room for you to increase, like, the amount of leads that you're getting in the month, okay? But we just like to start you off with the minimum monthly budget to get a feel of the program first. So
absolutely.
I'll send out
and
that.
Like, if it starts making me money, like, I'll pour everything I have into it.
Tell you, I love Google Guaranteed. I mean, I'll be honest with you, all of our Google products are great. I would say, in my opinion, Google Guaranteed is number one. Number one. I mean, the good thing is that you also have Facebook ads. That's what's also going to bring you in more business. So I saw the package
that
they
run.
Got you on. Uh-huh. That's the one that we're running.
I got one that you guys
and
run.
That's a really good package. That's a good one that you have too. Really good.
Yeah.
It's going to give you good.
You guys run that one ad for me. That one ad that you run for me, which is good. I run my own, which lands. And I get tons off of that. Actually, I'm getting set to kick off another one.
Awesome.
That I designed myself. That does really well. The problem I have, I'll be honest, I'm completely honest with you. The problem I got with the ad that you guys wrote to me on Facebook is it looks like a scam.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the scams that come across my Facebook screen when it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm just scrolling Facebook because, like, I'm bored out of my mind.
Right.
That's what yours looks like. Yep, I just got both of those, so.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but that's the problem I have with the Facebook ad that you guys run. I don't mind you running it. I mean, keep sending it. I don't know if I've gotten anything off of it. But the one that I run, I got to change it. We ran it for the last, like, 300 days or 270 days or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Basically, we opened. And $10 a day, and I gained, like, 21 good leads. Or not 21. 210 good leads off of it. So I
added,
like, $18 to $22 per lead, and, you know, and I sold the majority of those. I'd say three quarters of those I sold, so I was spending $30 a lead on that. So when you're talking $12 to $18 a lead for Google, like, yeah, we're talking, like, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, right? You're like, that's not bad.
Yeah, and there's a new ad that we're actually getting set to run. I had my brother working with me recently. He's in between.
Okay.
He's starting a new job soon, so he had left the old one. He had a couple weeks to kill. And he was bored, so I brought him with me. And he took, like, pictures of me as I was working and stuff. And, like, I came up with a new one. I'm like, and that's what people are into in my area. It's definitely, like, seeing, like, that individual doing the installation, like, the actual work that's getting done, work of the company, like, the work that company did. That's what people are finding here. I mean, I did the two openers in the ad that's killing it for me are openers that I did for my dad.
When I first opened
this company, I said, hey, Dad, you want to buy two openers? He said, sure. I said, I'll sell them to you at cost. He said, okay. And I put them in, and I've made $200,000 on that ad.
No way. Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, so we're getting set to do a new one. So, like I said, the one you guys run, yeah, it's cool. I've seen it. Everyone's seen it. You know, it's just scanny looking.
Hey, well, thanks for your honesty. I mean, remember, too, you can always ask them to change it up. You know what I mean?
No, because you guys are the experts, and you're the ones who got me the top Google in the first place there. So
you're like, so no, like, listen, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. Yeah, but just remember, I mean, whenever you need changes or anything like that, you know, Kenny, that's what they're here for, you know? So we're here to service you as well, okay? So with your wife. You know, yep. You know her better than I do. In all honesty, what do you think she would be some of her concerns or, you know, questions about all this?
It's going to be the, how close are they linked to companies like Angie's List or, Porch or,
have you guys used Angie's before?
Years ago I started a company right before the pandemic. Like a couple months before the pandemic, we shut down immediately. That was awesome.
Right.
Angie's List took a ton of my money. House took a ton of my money. And stuff I never got back. If this is like a pay as the lead comes in type of deal, like that's Porch.com. They don't do that anymore, I don't believe, but I'm still linked in where they, from like 4 years ago, where I can still get that. Like I pay as I go.
This is so super opposite of what these other lead generating, because number one, it's going to be an actual phone call that's coming to you.
How does Google get the lead?
So it's by a Google search. If I'm looking up garage door repair there within your area, the first thing
so
I'm going to see is Google Guarantee. Yeah, it's coming up in the search results.
That's how Google checks it.
Correct.
Okay, I was just wondering how Google tracked it.
Yeah.
Cool.
When you're doing a Google search, the first thing you'll see is Google Guarantee. Then you'll see the Google sponsored ads. Okay. Google Guaranteed is the one with the green check mark. You'll see the Google sponsored ads underneath, the Google local map, and then you'll see the organic. So it's by someone performing a search for your services is how they're going to find you in the Google Guarantee. But remember, Google's also putting up that $2,000 of additional insurance. It has all the calls are recorded. You're going to know it's a lead coming from the Google Guaranteed program before you're even connected with that live call. And even if a lead you felt slipped through the cracks and you're like, I want to make sure I didn't get charged for that lead because it was unqualified, you have your representatives here at Local Splash for the Google Guaranteed program. You give us a number. We dispute it with Google to make sure that you weren't charged for it. So, and it's a big difference because you could shut off the leads for like 2-3 months if you needed and not turn them back on until you're ready. But you would have to call us to turn them back on. It's not like they're going to automatically go back on. Like you have to call us to shut them off and call us to turn them on.
That'll work. So, I'll call you back.
You have my number.
Your number in your extension.
Yeah.
I looked at everything here that you sent me.
Perfect.
So I'll call you back and let you know we're going to go for it. But I'll let you know when we're going to just.
Absolutely.
On the 250. Yeah, say we just I just want to make sure the 250, we run it when I call. That was
you would just tell me, like if you said, Nadine, let's proceed forward. I want to start the application process for the Google Guaranteed. I would charge you the application fee only, send you the application via email and via text to both. We go over your notes and then we set up a call onboarding. It's like a 30-minute phone call with our technician just to kind of go over your application, any additional questions that you have, and we get the process started for you. We push through the application to get that approval started, the approval process with Google. So we push it through. So any issues or anything, I mean, we have a direct representative from the Google Guaranteed over at Google that is in contact with us. So
cool.
Let me know. I said, you know, with garage doors, I know Google sometimes a little stricter, but I mean, we're pretty on top of it.
Stuck with garage doors. It's a pain in the ass. I don't mean to be cutting you short.
That's okay. You got to eat your dinner too.
That's coming. We ordered it tonight because we're both feeling lazy.
Oh my gosh.
They got what they wanted. So.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy your dinner.
I expect to write these quotes.
All right. You guys have a blessed one. Okay. Bye bye.
You too. I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Kenny.